wondering why I am here. And I thought the same exact thing when I walked in here. But kids, you're not going to believe this, but I'm actually in the workshop for Starstruck. Yeah! And it's a little bit of stunt casting. So they have me, you're not going to believe this shit, they have me playing a lesbian. No, it's okay. She put the fist right up. So this gay guy, when a lesbian does this, it's like, he's still up. Okay, the kid's up. Okay. He's cheering. So we are here tonight to celebrate Starstruck and to raise money for Starstruck, which is written by Beth Malone and Mary Ann Stratton. Yeah. And with music from Emily. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I'm actually in it. And Beth Malone slid into my DMs. And she said, Murray, you know, we'd love for you to do this workshop, Starstruck. You know, Emily's doing the music. And I was like, sure. And then I've been here all week, and nobody told me it was a musical, but I'm having a great time doing it. But so for you tonight, this is what's going to happen tonight, all right? We're going to hear from Ellie. She's going to sing, of course. We're also going to learn about, and don't forget, Elizabeth wrote this, we're going to learn about her journey, okay? And we're going to learn about her coming out. Coming out? Well, as what? As like a straight person? What is she coming out for? Emily's coming out? Okay, that one didn't work, but it doesn't matter. When you make them up on the spot, you don't know if they're going to work or not until you try. All right, so she's going to talk about her journey, about coming out, about the documentary. Yeah. About the movie Glitter and Doom. Yeah. They're going to sing a lot of songs from Starstruck and maybe some other ones. Wonderful show. I've got to tell you some stuff about Out of the Box Theater Company. Is that right?
Yeah.
Showbiz. Yeah, everyone just join in. All right. Out of the Box is a nonprofit organization that lifts and supports new and unknown works from underrepresented artists in this industry. We Woo! Like that, don't we? I don't know if you kids know this, but it's not that easy out there for theater. And, the clock is kind of going backwards as far as supporting LGBTQIA+ and me. So let's give them a big round of applause for supporting. And this place, this is the first big production that they've sponsored and supported here at the show. And this is a safe space to support and work on productions like this. So give them another round of applause. All right. Now, you might not know this, but this place used to be called the Wings Theater.
Yeah.
We have one of RuPaul's Drag Race queens in here. Yes! One person knows about it, and it's not me. The Wings Theater was a supportive space for the LGBTQI community during the AIDS crisis. All right? So now we have taken over this space to continue that tradition, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here's the time where I ask you for some money. We're almost done. There are lots of ways to support Out of the Box Productions. All right? You can donate. You can text the name Emily. Okay? You can text the name Emily to 7. I'll start over. Play the music. No. You can text Emily to 707070. Okay? Or you can Venmo at OOTB Theatrics. cue cards all around there. Now, if someone wants to donate $100,000, I will give you Emily's phone number. Not the code, the number. Alright? And if you have $150,000, okay, I will give you her social security number. And if you get $200,000, I will give you her home address, social security number, my fucking phone number. And that's it. Okay. Alright, so there's signs all over the place. So text number, come and see me. There's Wi-Fi stuff, QR codes. So if you have any more money that you have lying around, besides the price that you paid for the ticket, please donate it to support the show. Okay, kids? Yeah. Alright, now here's our transition. So that's the business part is over. Now we're going to bring up the royalty. Alright?
Yeah.
So kids, everybody has, especially when you're somebody my age, which is middle-aged, and well, actually not middle-aged anymore, show this. But everybody has their Indigo Girl story, right?
Yeah.
You do. You have your story. And so mine is, I'm so honored to be here and to be involved in this production that I even agreed to rehearse for the first time in my career. So that shows you how much I am so honored to be here, and that my Indigo Girls story is in the, I think it's 1988. I saw the Indigo Girls open for R.E.M.
Yeah.
And this is an intimate crowd, but I'll share some unfortunate news. I was brought up in New England. Okay, so
yeah.
I know. So I was from a very conservative, oppressed, repressed family and community. I'm going to tell you this right now. Okay, when I saw that show, I was just coming in and I heard the guitars, the strumming of the guitars. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I walked in and it was just this beautiful experience. And then Michael Stipe went up after, then they sang Kid Fears. It was insane. And I'm going to tell you something. All right, I'm 50 something. They were the first gay public people I had ever seen. You know, we didn't have TikTok or the internet or anything like that. We had the Indigo Girls, okay? And, you know, the other thing is, you know, unfortunately, as our book writer knows, I also grew up Catholic, so we learned, and Italian, so we learned to suppress feelings, okay? So not only did the Indigo Girls provide me with gay mentorship just by being visible, they also provided an avenue for me to have actual feelings. And I'm not fucking kidding around. Because there's no way you can listen to that music, even if you're, you know, grew up with a foot on your neck, to not have feelings and to feel hope and joy. So, so thank you.